What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new Phillies Today here with Francisco Rojas right here on Monday, December 15th. And we got a good slate of things to talk about on the show today. Phillies made a signing for maybe still a star outfielder. Maybe if they can get the best out of them, that would be ginormous. Who was it? If you didn't hear about it, we'll get to that in just about a minute or so here. Phil's also signed a guy, former Brave, that maybe will be a good piece for the bullpen and maybe the starting rotation too. Some depth for both of those things. Going to continue Phillies on the Hall of Fame ballot. I want to look at Jimmy Rollins today, find out if I think he should be a Hall of Famer. Will he get in the Hall of Fame? Should he? All that stuff. Stay tuned for that. And then we'll do a little bit of around Phillies today and this day in Phil's history to close out the show. So first things first, man, right before I'm doing the show today, the Phillies kind of surprised me with the signing, kind of maybe also doesn't surprise me too much. They sign former ALCS MVP and postseason hero. Honestly, he was huge for the Rangers in 2023. Adolis Garcia. The afternoon show earlier was debating on how to say his name, and I thought it was always Adolis. Adolis. Well, I guess that's what it is. Adolis. Did I get it right? I don't know. Either way, Adolis Garcia. From the Rangers, a one-year, $10 million deal. And it looks like the Phillies have their right fielder on a one-year, $10 million deal. And I'm going to tell you, man, I think first instinct was like, oh, we got Adolis Garcia. Like, and I was also kind of like, I don't know, I was just like a little surprised. I just didn't think, you know, I saw that the Rangers didn't tender him. And I don't know, I just didn't think he would become a Philly. But for the deal, It makes sense that they would, a one-year, $10 million deal. Now, the last couple of years, man, Garcia wasn't what he was in 2023, where he had a career year for the Rangers. He had 39 homers, had an 836 OPS, won a gold glove, made a second all-star team, again, won the ALCS MVP that year, and had an 1,100 OPS for the playoffs that season for Texas as they won their first World Series title of the franchise. And Adolis Garcia was a huge part of that. It was a ginormous part of that. But since then, man, Garcia, you know, in 2024, hit 25 home runs, had a WAR barely above replacement level, had an OPS below league average. And then last year, played 135 games, didn't even hit 20 home runs for the first time in his career in a full season in the majors, and had a 93 OPS plus, and he still was a good fielder, was still a really good fielder. He does have a gold glove in his career. He had 16 defensive runs saved last year, so he was still a good fielder last year, but offensively the last couple of seasons has not been the same player. Now, and here's why, and I'm going to tell you, this is why I like the deal. I like the deal, number one, because it's a thin outfield market. And, you know, according to things that we've heard, is that the Phillies aren't going to really upgrade as far as getting those bigger names in the market, like Bellinger, probably definitely not Tucker, Bregman, names of those, of that tier of players. That, like, they weren't going to go after the, because they already did it with Schwarber. They're probably looking at JT next still. It wasn't going to make sense in that realm. So for it being a thin market, there wasn't a whole lot out there. Garcia makes sense. And to me, it's still like a low risk, high reward, kind of in a Max Kepler way. But there's more of a higher upside with Garcia because of his glove and because of the ceiling of the power he can, that he can display, and for his postseason success. And we know that that's something that the Phillies have struggled with. So I like it from that aspect. And there's some people I've seen on social media, and you're all entitled to your own opinion, but man, can we chill with the Castellanos comparisons? I kind of see it a little bit as far as who Castellanos was with Detroit and Cincinnati, and it kind of hasn't been the same since he's been with the Phillies offensively. And same with Garcia the last couple of seasons in regards to where he was offensively with Texas a couple of years ago. Like, I get that. But Garcia is a much better fielder. I mean, look at his defensive run save number. Much better fielder. And the, like I said, with the power, it's the ceiling's higher than Nick Castellanos. I don't think Casty has hit more than 34 homers in his career. Garcia has almost hit 40. And I just see the upside with the power just being better than Castellanos. So I can kind of see just the last couple of years for both players, them being below average hitters to what they've been in the past. I can kind of see that comparison, but Garcia is a much better fielder, so I don't get that. So you're automatically you're upgrading from Nick Castellanos just because Garcia is a much better fielder. So automatically your team's already better in that position. Even if Garcia is the same hitter that he was last couple of years, averaging somewhere around, you know, 22, 23 home runs, and maybe a bit of a below average OPS, but Nick Castellanos has given you less than that. At least Garcia had almost a 3B WAR this past season. I mean, Nick Castellanos had what, like 1 year where with the Phillies where his WAR was above one, where it was 1.5 in 2023, where he had a pretty good season that year. Let's be real. But besides that, you know, Castellanos has not been good with the Phillies here. He's had stretches, but for the most part, hasn't really been a great Philly. So you're just automatically upgrading again, like I said, by just putting Garcia out there for defense. So automatically better. And even if he's the same as Castellanos or as the same as Garcia has been offensively the last couple of years, still an upgrade over Casty. So for the money, $10 million, I'll take it. So I do like the Garcia signing. Next thing. The Phils once again have reported to have interest in Luis Robert Jr. And this according to, I believe it was Will Salmon and Ken Rosenthal from The Athletic, that the Mets have interest. I think there's a flurry of other teams potentially that have interest too. But Mets and Phils have both been tied to Luis Robert recently. And here's where I'm at on Robert. And I'm not going to lie. And I tweeted this out today that, not going to lie, I have been thinking about, man, what would it look like to have Luis Robert and Adolis Garcia in center and right field for the Phillies and potentially close to their best. That would be something. I mean, Garcia, as far as his glove goes and his power, Robert, if Robert can be what he was a couple of years ago for the White Sox, where he hit around 40 home runs and it was looking like, man, this, I mean, he's as much of a five-tool player as they come, man. He had 20 stolen bases that year, hit 38 home runs, hit close to 40 doubles, won the Silver Slugger, and he can, look, he can also be a good fielder, too. I mean, like, he has it all. Here's my thing on Robert, though, at the end of the day. He's gotten injured too much, and the last couple of years, since that year in 2023, offensively, has not been the same player, almost a little bit similar to Garcia in a sense of where he kind of put up almost kind of similar numbers to what Garcia has in the last couple of years compared to 23. Same thing with Robert. I like the idea of Robert, and here's my thing. Again, thin market. I don't think they're going to go after like somebody like Bellinger, somebody like Kyle Tucker. They're not going to go after, I don't think, any of those guys. I don't think that's going to happen, like I said. With Robert, you just have to guarantee me you are not giving up even anybody in your top 10 prospects. There's just something that rubs me the wrong way about Robert the last couple of seasons not being where he was after that huge season in 23 and him getting hurt. And honestly, if you look at a lot of his career, like, Robert has struggled. I mean, I think he's had an injury every single year in the majors besides 2020 and the COVID shortened season. Like, he has not gone a year where he hasn't been at least, you know, suffered one injury. even in 2023, he had a knee injury that, you know, again, only kept him out for less than a week, but still, like, it still happened. So and I know he played most of that year, but I'm just saying, like, if you look at the slate of his career, man, like, 2021 to 2025, 68 games, 98 games, 145, like I mentioned, played that full, almost that full season, pretty much full season. But last 2 years, 100 games and 110 games. It just, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm not interested. I'm interested for the price. If you can, don't, you're not giving up, like, Gabriel Rincones, Escobar, Arun Escobar. Obviously, definitely not Painter. Definitely not Crawford. Definitely not Miller. Any of these guys, Gage Wood, like, you're not giving up any of these players that I'm mentioning for Luis Robert Jr. You're just not doing that. Any of these guys that I'm mentioning, I'm not interested in. Maybe even not Gene Cabrera or Burkholder or any guys like that. I just don't know if he's really worth it. I just don't know if he will be. Even though he has a club option next year, maybe you have him for 2 years. I don't know. I'm a little iffy on Luis Robert, but not going to lie. Again, like I said, Garcia, Robert, that is an outfield that I can't lie to you. That would be really fun, just the thought of that. But you got to think logically. You can't get too excited. Come on, we're fans at the end of the day, too. Of course, I can think illogically and get excited. Anyway, so we'd love to know your thoughts. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_Garcia. What do you think of the signing? And what would you think about Luis Robert Jr.? What would you think about him coming here? So yes, on those two. Also, Phillies signed a former Brave, Bryce Wilson, who has kind of been all over the place for his career. At times he's been a starter, at times he's been a reliever, and he played in AAA last year, he also had about 20 appearances for the White Sox. And I think between both, he had an ERA a little over 4. And a really good year for Milwaukee in 2023. I mean, that's what the Phillies at the most would hope for with Bryce Wilson, that he can have a year like he did in 2023, where he had an ERA under 3, I believe it was. So, yeah, it was 2.58 ERA in 76 innings, 76 and two-thirds innings pitched. That's what you would want from Bryce Wilson. But besides that, hasn't really been good since he's been in the majors. At the end of the day, it's a good depth piece for both the bullpen and the rotation. So I don't even know. It wasn't necessarily announced by the Phillies, so it's not official yet, but it was reported by John Heyman. I think it was a minor league deal. I could be wrong on that, but at the end of the day, I do like the Phillies trying to add some depth for both the bullpen and the rotation. So the Phillies signed Bryce Wilson. Next thing, Phillies on the 2025 Hall of Fame ballot, or 2026, sorry, Jimmy Rollins. Now, I've definitely done J-Roll the last couple of years on where I've thought about him being in the Hall of Fame. And we'll get to that in a second. But first, it's his fifth year on the ballot. The last 4 years, going from 22 to 25, and 2022 in his debut year, 9.4%, 2023, 12.9%, 24, 14.8%, and then last year, 18%. It has been a very, very, very slow but gradual progression for Rollins over the first 4 years on the ballot. And this could be a good year for him, potentially, depending on whether you think or don't think he's a Hall of Famer. Regardless, this is probably a good year, like I mentioned with Chase, for him to make some ground or make some progress here in 2026. Because again, I really only think Jones and Beltran should be in the Hall of Fame. And which goes to my next question. Should he get in the Hall of Fame? I don't think J-Roll is a Hall of Famer. I think what it comes down to is I think he was a really good player, and I definitely think he deserves to be on the Phillies Wall of Fame. But my issue is, and a lot of people talk about, well, he's, you know, the all-time Phillies hits leader, and that's great. All-time Phillies hits leader. It's not the all-time hits leader of Major League Baseball history. Again, he's the all-time Phillies hits leader. So when people do that, it's like, cool, you're mentioning him for the franchise. Now, the franchise has been around a long time. But again, just under 2,500 hits. And that's great. And maybe there's some Hall of Famers out there where you have 2,500 hits and but you have other accolades to go along with it where you can make the Hall of Fame. Here's my issue with J-Roll. He only had one season where he had an OPS plus or an OPS that was at the very least good, which was his MVP season in 2007. And Jimmy has that. Jimmy does have that MVP on his resume. And that year he had an 875 OPS and he had the 2020 season. And that was an amazing season. And he was a huge catalyst for the Phillies to get to that playoffs that year for the first time, 14 years. And that was pivotal for the Phillies and for them to have Jimmy Rollins being the catalyst of that team. But again, man, you're looking at these seasons, other seasons where he had an OPS plus of, 101, 104, 101, 102, and then all these other seasons where his OPS is below league average. And then for his career, he has a 743 OPS, 95 OPS plus, and there's no other stats that really like jump out to you besides that. Okay, yes, he has a 2,400 hits, 511 doubles. He accumulated almost 48 WAR for his career. Those are all really, really good numbers. But like, what else jumps out to you? What else jumps out to you? When you look at Derek Jeter, he's somebody who has 3,500 hits. He accumulated over 70 WAR. Like, he was a really, really valuable player for his career. You look at somebody like Barry Larkin, accumulated the WAR, and did have a long to go with the MVP. I just don't think. I think if J-Roll is a Hall of Famer, he needs to get he needed to accumulate more value for his career. And I know WAR isn't the end all be all, but I really like WAR personally. This is and look, really good career, and all these things stand out to me to say he had a really amazing career, and you can have a really amazing career and not be a Hall of Famer. You can have a really amazing career and not be a Hall of Famer. Okay. I just, Jimmy Rollins just does not do it for me for the Hall of Fame. When I think of Hall of Famers, I'm thinking of like Jeter, Larkin, Alan Trammell, Ozzie Smith. Ozzie Smith was obviously such an elite defensive player for his career that he just was so valuable that he deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. Ernie Banks, 500 plus home runs. Robin Yount. Who had over 3,000 hits, Cal Ripken, Honus Wagner, like guys like that. They say Hall of Famer to me, and I don't even think J-Roll is borderline. Like, to me, Chase Utley is borderline. Jimmy Rollins does not even speak borderline to me. So I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. And chances of getting in the Hall of Fame this year, I don't think that. Just because he's made progress over the first 4 years doesn't mean he gets in the Hall of Fame. It's not like he's gone from like 10% to 20 to 40 to 50 or 60, and now maybe this is a chance again. I don't think that. So I don't think he gets in the Hall of Fame this year, but maybe this would be a good year for him to make some progress. So that's where I'm at on Jimmy Rollins and being in the Hall of Fame. All right, around Major League Baseball, a whole bunch of transactions to know about. Josh Bell signed with the Twins. Merrill Kelly back to the D-backs on, I believe, a two-year $40 million deal. I believe it was Merrill Kelly. So Merrill Kelly going back to Arizona, where he was traded from, this year to Texas. But now he's back on a two-year $40 million deal for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Royals traded Angel Zerpa to the Brewers for Isaac Collins and Nick Mears. Jorge Polanco to the Mets on a two-year deal. Man, I would venture to say, man, like, after the Mets get rid of Alonso, specifically Alonso here, but Alonso and Diaz, make a move for Jorge Polanco. And Polanco, to me, might be, you know, underrated, but it sounds like I think Polanco will probably play first base there, and that's who you're replacing Alonso with. I mean, to me, that you got to think that the Mets are going to try to swing big on like Bellinger, Tucker, maybe both of them. I don't know. But Polanco to the Mets on a two-year deal, two-year $40 million deal. So Jorge Polanco is now with the Mets. Mason Miller, there are trade rumors that he might go to the Mets. Mason Miller, I do not need Mason Miller in a Mets uniform in the NL East. Please, I don't need that. We already have Robert Suarez going from the Padres to the Braves. I don't need Robert Suarez, or I don't need Mason Miller now going to the Mets, which I don't know what the Padres would be doing. They you know, they gave up good prospect capital to get Mason Miller. So not, please just don't do it. I don't need Mason Miller here in Sandy or in the Mets with the Mets in the NL East. I couldn't see Mason Miller. Please, no, don't need Mason Miller, but he has been rumored to potentially go to the Mets. And then Ha-Seong Kim goes back to the Atlanta Braves on a one-year $20 million deal where he spent a little bit of time last year with the with Atlanta. So, yeah, that's a bunch of deals that happened today or last couple of days in Major League Baseball, and we will continue to monitor the rest of the offseason. So let me know what you thought about everything that I spoke about today. Adolis Garcia to the Phils now. You're going to be your starting right fielder. And Tristan Luis Robert, I'm telling you, man, I need that outfield. Garcia, Robert, Philly signed Bryce Wilson. Also, you know, let me know what you think about the J-Roll in the Hall of Fame. Do you think he should be in the Hall of Fame? Do you think he will get in? All of that, you can let me know on Twitter at @Rojas_media_. Tweet me, and I shall tweet you back. So that will do it for me, Francisco Rojas, and I'll talk to you guys soon.